I'm Mark Bayshore. Glad you could join us today. Around the country, backyard chicken farming has become more popular in recent years. And if you've been tempted to have access to fresh eggs from your own backyard, you've probably also wondered how much work would be involved here anyway. How much space do chickens need? What do they eat? How hard is this anyway? Well, to satisfy that curiosity, let's check in with Corey Jason. Corey's hosting a workshop tomorrow where she'll discuss how to raise backyard chickens. Corey serves as one of the poultry leaders for the Red Cedar 4-H Club, and she's been raising her own chickens for 6 years. Welcome to Current State.
Thank you.
I was not born with the gene that drives people to want to raise chickens in their backyard. So help me understand the advantages here and the attraction of this. Why raise chickens in your backyard?
There are so many reasons to raise backyard chickens. They're fairly easy to do. So actually, almost anyone can do it as long as you have some room. The eggs are really nutritious because they're coming straight, literally, from the chicken that, you know, a couple hours away from the chicken's body. They provide entertainment because they are super relaxing, kind of like the music we just heard. Really, they're super relaxing to watch peck around the backyard. A lot of people use them for therapy. They also are educational.
People use chickens for therapy, really?
They do. Trust me. Come to my backyard and just hang out with the chickens. It's amazing how you'll feel totally relaxed.
How about that?
So there's lots of reasons. And they pest management. They'll eat bugs in your yard. They will also, if you dig up any plants that you have. So you have to be careful of that. So educational purposes, I have 3 boys. So besides, helping them have a really good way to eat protein that's nice and fresh, they also were able to learn all about chickens and animals.
It's the 4-H mission,
Well, it's sort of, It does tie in with it, for sure. Yeah.
Now, the local laws around raising chickens and other farm animals in yards have undergone some changes over the years, and it can be a little confusing. What are the laws in Lansing and East Lansing as you understand them?
Yes. So for Lansing, the Ingham County Commissioners passed an ordinance, actually, allowing 5 hens, no roosters. Sort of the other things about it are you can't slaughter animals. You have to protect your coop from, having vermin like mice and rats and things like that. East Lansing actually had an ordinance just before that allowing 4 hens. The city of Lansing, we had a group of folks trying to create an ordinance or propose an ordinance. The Ingham County Commissioners did it before we could. So then we had the city rule on that Ingham County ordinance for the city specifically. So then they ruled that it did apply to the city and we would follow the Ingham County ordinance. So unless there's a more restrictive ordinance for your municipality that actually is covered for Ingham County. Meridian Township has a more specific ordinance for them specifically as well. So although most of it's Ingham County, they have a more specific ordinance for Meridian Township, and same with East Lansing.
Now, you can raise chickens, obviously, for the meat and obviously for the eggs. Is one more, which is more popular?
Definitely chicken, or definitely eggs, chickens for eggs. And I think people, there are also the Ingham County Ordinance says no slaughtering of animals on your property. Mm-hmm. And so, finding a place to do that and a safe way. Again, you can only have 5, chickens, so that's not a whole lot of meat for a family. But you can have, you can have up to 5 eggs a day if you have really good egg layers. Mm. So it's a little bit more popular way of raising chickens for their eggs rather than the meat.
Some people may not realize that chickens lay eggs regardless of whether they've made it or not.
Exactly.
Is that correct?
It's just every 26 hours they have an egg cycle and they lay an egg. Yep.
What if you want to hatch chicks, but you can't have a rooster because of the laws?
Yeah, so you can buy fertilized eggs as long as you have a hen that's going to sit on them. So they have to stay warm. They have to sit on them. And it's about a 21-day cycle from, being fertilized to hatching. And so that's something I haven't had any experience with. We just haven't, we don't have a rooster. We haven't, bought any fertilized eggs. So we just buy the chicks.
I'm speaking with recreational backyard chicken advocate and enthusiast Corey Jason, who's leading a workshop on raising backyard chickens tomorrow. This is at the Hunter Park Greenhouse in Lansing. There are different colors of eggs. You can select a chicken based on the color of eggs that you want.
Yes, you can. We have greenish blue eggs. We've got light brown. We've got dark brown. We currently do not have any white egg layers. So
now, does what's inside the eggs vary according
nope,
to color?
It's all the same
once you get on the inside.
Yep.
Talk about some of the things that you'll be teaching in the workshop here. Give us an overview, and then we'll try to go into more detail.
Sure, yeah. The workshop just covers basics. So if you want to get started raising chicks, or if you have had them for a little while and want to have some tips and pointers, over the about 6 years that we've had chickens, we've learned a lot about coop design, what are the really important things that you need to know, what are things that I would do differently now if I was starting out. So I go over sort of raising chicks from day-old chicks or couple-day-old chicks all the way through when they start to lay. So we talk about predators and all sorts of things that might be dangers and also the benefits.
For someone starting out, would you recommend buying chicks or full-grown chickens?
I prefer, personally, chicks. I think it helps you bond with them a little bit more, but it also is a whole nother set of requirements of having to keep the chicks warm and having a kind of separate housing for those chicks. It's not very difficult, but you do need to have time and you have to pay attention to those chicks. They can be a little bit fragile.
Not surprisingly, I guess chickens, like people, have different personalities. Different breeds have different personalities. Is that
they absolutely
correct?
Do? Yes. And again, you know, it'll be you can say this type of this breed of chicken might be really friendly to kids, and it might not, you know, end up being true. But there are definitely some that are better suited, number one, for like environment in Michigan, and then have different. They all have different personalities, no matter what. Some are more skittish than others. Some are known to kind of be mouse hunters. They have a couple of different, the color of the egg is really fun. But each one will have their own personality no matter what attributes it's supposed to have.
And remind us when and where the workshop is in case we've got any listeners who want to join you.
Absolutely. It's at the Hunter Park Garden House. It's on Kalamazoo near near Shepherd and Clemens Street, and it's at 12:30 tomorrow, and they have a whole series of food-related workshops coming up all throughout the spring and into the summer, so you can learn all sorts of things about food and food-related stuff.
It happens tomorrow, and I guess it might get you in maybe a little bit more of a spring frame of mind here, a little added benefit there. I've been speaking with Corey Jason, recreational backyard chicken advocate and enthusiast, and instructor of this weekend's Raising Backyard Chickens workshop at Hunter Park Garden House. Corey, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.